Hey there, welcome to the Happy Habit Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Norrie. We talk health and we talk well-being. We do it every Monday and Thursday. If you like what you're hearing, please consider subscribing and sharing. Let's talk about embarrassment. Well, let's first define it. It's that awful feeling of shame when you feel you have made a fool of yourself. We've all been there. You're walking along the street when your shoe gets caught in the pavement and you trip up in front of a whole line of traffic. Instantly, you feel like a bit of an idiot in front of lots and lots of people, and you want the earth to swallow you up right then and there. Now, this is, granted, a very mild example of what an embarrassing situation is. We've each been in far more embarrassing situations, but the idea underpinning embarrassment is the same regardless. We feel a sense of personal shame because our embarrassing act has been witnessed by others. Now, this has an evolutionary aspect, as is often the case with human behaviour. You see, as I've said before, we seek to belong to a tribe and will do anything to continue to be a member of that tribe. This was especially important to our ancestors when isolation from the tribe, through whatever means, be it banishment or forced separation, meant our survival was put at risk. It's that old adage of strength in numbers that draws us to want to be a member of the tribe. This legacy of our innate desire to be accepted by others exists today because it guarantees a longer, more fruitful existence. Loneliness or isolation leads to stress and all the negative health impacts that accompany high stress levels. In recent episodes, we touched upon the devastating effects of isolation and loneliness in today's world, so I won't repeat that now. So it makes a lot of sense that even today, people are loath to feel any sense of embarrassment because of the potential for it to spiral out of control by being cut off from others. But then, if you're avoiding embarrassment for the sake of pleasing others, you aren't really being your true self. What you're actually doing is trading your identity and values in order not to be ostracized or criticized by your peers. You won't take a risk or do something for fear of what other people will think or say about you. This isn't living truthfully for you. You simply cannot go through life being worried about what other people think to the extent that it shapes your path and robs you of your personal desires. Far too often today, people care about optics and how others see them. Aesthetics and optics are key in 2022 because of our obsession with shiny things. Many people are more concerned with the style and don't care that there is no underlying substance in things. They see value in vacuous material wealth and celebrity. But this is no way to live your life day to day, because sooner or later, trends will change. And if you've conformed to and staked your reputation upon the current trend, the minute fickle trends directed their attention elsewhere, you will be left high and dry. Any investment you made in attaining a particular status in order to fit in and be accepted, well, it'll be wasted. You often see this in teenagers who can, as a cohort, be especially fickle and cruel as a result. What's cool today will be uncool and backward by tomorrow, and you run the risk of being the butt of jokes or alienated unless you learn to move with the fickle times. In doing so, you sell your soul for the sake of belonging to a group or for the sake of gaining approval from a cohort so you can remain a respected member of that cohort. Respected in air quotes. You, in the process, divest yourself of your values, your principles, and of what's really important to you, all for the sake of pleasing others. You end up living your life on other people's terms. These other people are ironically doing the same thing, ignoring their own instincts for the sake of conforming to groupthink. Pretty soon you have a society ambling along, living lives that don't satisfy. And all this stemming from a desire to belong, because we think if we don't try to belong, we will be shunned. While this may have been true in the past, we no longer live in the past. We now have the luxury of being able to discern what is best for us and that what way of life best aligns to our goals. And if we are being honest with ourselves, if we are really seeking to live our principles and adopt our values, then making mistakes will still happen, and only now they won't be bathed in embarrassment. Remember, we only feel embarrassed because we care about what other people think of us. But if we stop caring about the thoughts that other people are thinking about us, then we can live without constraints. We can live honestly in accordance with our real desires. We can feel free to make mistakes without feeling less than, because we have fallen short of someone else's expectations, and that's perfectly okay. It takes a great deal of strength to live your values and to embrace embarrassment in the process. Society is more judgmental now than it's ever been. There's instant reaction to everything, all the time. Indeed, it's really unrelenting and can be quite wearing. This is why it's crucial we are aware of our values, of what's important to us. These values are the bedrock upon which we think and how we act. They tether us to reality and to our truth. That's not to say we won't be buffeted by self-doubt at times. Of course we will. And it's when we are plagued by doubt that it's most important to return to your values. Remember, we can only feel doubt or shame or embarrassment if we allow it to happen. Nobody else can directly cause us to feel these things. We must give them power. So when we deny them power, we really bolster our own strength in our own minds, but ironically also in the minds of others. Now, our goal isn't the latter part of that equation. We don't demonstrate strength for the sake of altering other people's opinions of us. This strength is merely a byproduct of us standing for what we believe in. If it comes to the attention of others, well, then that's their business. It's not yours. Just like what you think of other people is none of their business. Embracing embarrassment is one way of characterizing not caring what other people think, but I probably prefer to call it living one's values. As long as you live your values, it's actually not possible to be embarrassed or to feel shame. If you're doing the right thing by you and not hurting or harming anyone else in the process, then why would you ever feel shame or embarrassment? Well, thank you for listening to this edition of the Happy Habit Podcast. Until next time, stay happy.